Hello there, everybody. It is Addy Kushnir, and welcome to my first Blind Code Tech podcast. My email address is addykushnir@gmail.com. I'm going to spell this. It is addykushnir@gmail.com. I'm going to repeat this at the end of my podcast. And I could give you my Skype name as well. My Skype name is addy.kushnir, which is addy.kushnir. And again, I'm going to repeat this at the end of this podcast. So what I'm going to cover in this podcast, I'm going to introduce you to VMware Player. This is a software that allows you to run multiple operating systems at the same time. It is developed by the same company that developed Fusion for the Mac. And this is the same thing, but for Windows. And maybe you're asking yourself, why do you need a virtual machine running in Windows if you already have a Windows operating system? And I'm going to give you the reasons that I'm running a virtual machine in Windows on... I'm going to give you my reasons. What I'm running a virtual machine of Windows on Windows, basically. I'm doing that because I bought a desktop computer with Windows Vista. And some of my applications don't run on Vista. And I actually need to go back to Windows XP. With Windows 7, the compatibility is a lot better, I need to say. But some of the speech synthesizers I'm using for JAWS, because I'm living in Israel, I'm using a Hebrew version of JAWS. So, I need Windows XP to operate that. So what I'm doing, I've installed a virtual machine of Windows XP on my Windows 7 PC, and I'm running all of my applications that I need to run on Windows XP in this virtual machine. Now, let's start reviewing this thing. I currently got in this PC 1 gig of RAM, and I have an Intel Core 2 Duo E6320 1.86 gigahertz processor, and I have a 320 gigabytes 7200 RPM hard drive, and an MSI MS7267 motherboard 4.0. So, because I have 1 gig of RAM, I could allocate 256 meg for my virtual machine, because Windows 7 will use about 500 meg, but for some reasons not. Windows 7 would use 300, 400 meg. I'm running JAWS for this case. Let's just check how much memory Windows 7 uses before we're gonna actually run VMware Player. So I'll press Control Shift Escape, bring up the task manager. Hopefully you can hear my computer talking.
Control Shift Escape, Windows Task Manager dialog, performance page, resource monitor, .. button.
And I'm going to move my JAWS cursor and route it to the PC cursor.
JAWS to PC.
And I'm going to go to the top.
Windows Task Manager dialog.
And now arrow down.
File menu, applicate CPU 4%, memory, physical memory usage history, 307 MB.
Easy. Oh, that's awesome. Now I quit Task Manager.
Alt F4.
If it uses about 300 something megabytes, that's nice. So, let's go to the actual thing. So I need to load VMware Player from the desktop here.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, VMware Player, 6 of 7.
Sorry, I didn't mention it. Please excuse all of my clocks. All of my talking clocks.
V. Enter. VMware Player. VMware Player, VMware Player, List View, Home, 1 of 3.
This is the latest version of VMware Player, just for note. Please excuse this. Now, I am in the list view. Home is the main page of this software. So if I arrow tab once.
Tab, welcome to VMware Player button.
This is the button that allows me to create a new virtual machine, just don't read it properly. But let's shift tab here.
Shift tab, list view, home, 103.
And now let's arrow one time down.
Windows 2000 Professional.
I heard Windows 2000 Professional. This is my first virtual machine. If I arrow down once.
Windows XP Home Edition.
Windows XP Home Edition. I've purchased both XP Pro and XP Home, but I decided to run XP Home on that virtual machine. So let's first start with Windows 2000. Let me just do arrow up once.
Windows 2000 Professional.
And to play this, I could tab once the Play Virtual Machine button, but I just press Alt plus L.
Alt L. Windows 2000 Professional - VMware Player.
Okay, I'm gonna take the Mac out of the speakers while it's booting. To input directly to this virtual machine, I have to press Control G when it finishes booting. The installation of Windows is very easy. It is like the installation of Windows in Fusion for the Mac. You type in your product key. You type in your phone name, and it installs automatically if your disk isn't corrupted or if you have the correct product key. So now let's wait until it finishes booting. This is gonna take some time. It's a virtual machine. So now we've got Windows 2000 booted up. Now let me just use Control G to go to enable keyboard input.
Control G.
No, no, JAWS. I'm gonna actually press the Windows key plus R on my keyboard. I'm gonna run dialog, type in JAWS 9. This is the last version of JAWS that supports Windows 2000. And I'll press Enter to load it.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Desktop, list view, not selected, my documents, 1 of 6.
So now the sound is coming through the next operating system that I'm running, which is Windows 2000. Let's see how responsive it is. Let me just tab several times quickly and see how it goes.
Not selected, my documents, 1 of 6. Caps lock on. Caps lock off.
That's not bad. I hit the caps lock key just to show you how fast it will be. I don't have a lot of apps. I know the software a lot of times, but I actually installed this virtual machine yesterday, and today I even installed Windows XP, the Windows XP virtual machine. I have the things that I did with this virtual machine, I've updated that to Windows 2000 Service Pack 4. Instead of the unmodified, untouched build, because I need to install JAWS, and without SP4, you will not be able to install JAWS, because you need the setup component. And I've updated that and installed IE6, SP1, and Outlook Express 6, and these are all of the things that I did with it. And obviously installed JAWS. I think these are only the things that it was. Before your system can perform well, you must install a software called VMware Tools. When you're going to install the operating system, it will automatically download to your computer. And when the operating system that you're installing as a virtual machine first boots up, it will it will automatically install these VMware tools and reboot. Why do you need them? Like on the Macintosh in Fusion, you will need this to have a good audio and networking and a video driver, so you cannot install JAWS before that. Or Window Eyes or whatever screen reader you are using. But if you're running, let's say Vista or Windows 7 as a virtual machine, you couldn't install JAWS before that, but you don't need, because it's going to do this faster and reboot. So, let's try to do some things with it. Let's actually open up the control panel here, for example.
Start menu, set program access and default.
S until I get the settings.
S, settings, submenu.
Press enter on that.
Enter, control panel.
And load control panel.
Enter, leaving menus, start button, control panel, list view, not selected, accessibility options, 1 of 24.
Here it is, it's pretty fast. Now let's go, let's quit this thing.
Alt F4, taskbar.
Okay. This is how fast it is, just to show you how good it runs. So, if you want to interact with your host operating system, which is in my case, it's Windows 7 Ultimate Edition, the way that I found, I cannot press Control G again. So if I move my mouse a long time, here it is, it says something I've interrupted with the mouse. But now if I hit Control first, you're able to disable this mode. If I hit Windows M,
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, VMware player, 6 of 7.
Now the sound is coming through the host operating system, which is in my case, it's Windows 7. Now, if you want to connect removable devices like USB devices, what do you have to do? You have to go back, you have to move your mouse as I did, minimize that, and go back to VM player. Let me just do this.
Alt Tab, JAWS, Alt Tab, Windows 2000 Professional - VMware Player.
Now press the Alt key with the letter V to activate the VM item in the menu bar.
Alt V, context menu, settings, .. Control plus D.
Now move down until here, removable devices.
Removable devices submenu.
Open that submenu.
Enter CD/DVD, left pair, right pair, and check submenu.
Now admit it, I don't have a removable device connected here, but in your case, you just hit up arrow until you hear your the name and the manufacturer of your device. It's going to be a submenu. Hit enter and choose connect, left pair, and disconnect from host, and it will do the same thing. Now to exit that menu.
Escape, removable, escape, leaving menus, Windows 2000 Professional - VMware Player.
Now let's shut down this virtual machine by pressing Control G again to go back and get keyboard input to this.
Control G.
And I'll do the standard shutdown, open, start menu, go to shutdown, and press enter on shutdown from there.
Start menu, set from shutdown, dot to enter, leaving menus, combo box, 2 of a log off, admin, shutdown. Enter, taskbar.
Now we'll just hear the host operating system talking.
Windows 2000 Professional - VMware Player, play virtual machine button, Alt plus L.
Let's put Windows XP and show you that. It's a queen machine on the 1 hour I configured before, so let me just do shift tab once.
Shift tab. Tab. Alt F4. Menu bar.
I have to actually quit VM player. VMware player. And I reload it again.
VMware player. 6 of 7. VMware player. List view. Home. 1 of 3.
Now I'm going to press end to get to Windows XP Home Edition.
End. Windows XP Home Edition.
And Alt L to play it.
Alt L. Windows XP Home Edition - VMware Player. Windows XP Home Edition - VMware Player dialog. Cannot connect virtual device lobby 0 because yes button. No button. Enter. Windows XP Home Edition - VMware Player.
Okay, it shows something about the floppy. I'm going to show you how to edit the settings of the virtual machines afterwards and disable that thing, because you don't have floppy. It's now booting XP Home. Now, I'm going to do another podcast possibly about how to create the virtual machine. And just a note, I'm totally blind, so I'm doing this without sight. So we'll just wait until Windows XP boots. Nice, and I can do the same things, run JAWS and go over that process. I'm not going to. It's going to be responsible the same. Oops. I'm going to now just shut it down and start on all keyboard layout. Control G and shut it down. Now power the recording while we shut down. Well, back on the recording here. It is finished shutting down. Now let's hit tab to edit this virtual machine settings. I could press Alt plus D.
Alt D. Virtual machine settings dialog. List view. Memory 256 MB. 1 of 9.
And you can go from there, you know, arrow down.
Processors 2. Processors 2. Hard disk left parent, SCSI right parent, 40 GB. CD slash DVD left parent, I right parent, auto detect. Floppy auto network at US sound display. Escape, edit virtual machine settings.
It's gonna be easy for you, you know how to edit that, so I'm not gonna cover this. If you want it, please send me an email, contact me, and I will do a detailed about that. So I'm just to quit VMware player.
Alt F4, menu bar options. Oops. Escape, leaving menu, Windows M.
So this concludes the podcast about VMware player. I reviewed the basic things of the software. If you want more, just contact me and I will do a podcast. And I will try to answer your questions. And again, I'm going to do a podcast about about installing a virtual machine. So again, my email address is adikushnir@gmail.com. And my Skype name is adi.kushnir. Any feedback will be much appreciated. Bad things, good things, send me these, contact me on Skype if you need questions. I'm going to help you. So, thanks for listening to my first Blind Cool Tech podcast. And send feedback. Basically, I'm going to stop the recording here. So, have a great day or night, whatever you are in now. So, I'll see you in the next podcast.